Texte numéro 74. King Charles III wants to look ahead. The crown drags him back. King Charles III is trying to set the tone for his reign, just as the TV show revisits some of the most painful chapters of his life, reminding viewers that he was once a bad, sad husband in a bad, sad marriage. For an American audience, the crown is entertainment. In Britain, there's a sense there's more at stake. Netflix has added a fictional dramatisation label. But these characters are the faces on the currency. These plot lines feed into the country's sense of its history and of itself. And unlike the early seasons that featured historical figures such as World War II leader Winston Churchill, many of the characters depicted in the fifth season are still very much alive. It matters for the future of the monarchy and its ability to project soft power in the world if Charles is viewed as a jerk. Whereas Queen Elizabeth II was wildly adored, Charles is merely liked by 44% of the British public. The rest are neutral to hostile. On Wednesday, a protester decrying slavery hurled eggs at him during a visit to the city of York. The new season of The Crown, being beamed around the world at a time when Charles and Camilla are looking to establish themselves as the King and Queen consort, it couldn't be worse timing, said a professor at the University of London. Former prime ministers are weighing in. John Major called the show a barrel load of nonsense. A peeved Tony Blair dismissed plot points in the new season as complete and utter rubbish. Historians and royal biographers, meanwhile, are arguing over the show's depictions and the significance of its messages. An author on the British royals thought the new season not only very unfair, but very damaging. "Too many people will think that what they see really happened," she said, "no matter how many disclaimers." A recent poll conducted in Britain found that less than 20% of respondents considered the show to be fully or mostly accurate. But 18 to 24-year-olds were three times more likely than those aged 65 and older to see it as an accurate account. Charles is shown trying to convince the Prime Minister, Major, to convince the Queen to abdicate the throne and make way for a next generation, meaning Charles. The real-life Major wasn't having it. In a letter to The Telegraph last month, he wrote, "Netflix may well take the view that any publicity is good publicity, but I assure them it is not. Most especially when it disrespects the memory of those no longer alive or puts words into the mouths of those still living and in no position to defend themselves." Adapted from WashingtonPost.com, November 2022.